Apparently it wasn't sunrise yet, but I would think maybe the Gelu Yehudu Hukoi, it was just like a ray of the sun coming up. Like before the sun comes up, the rays start to shoot out. And all he saw was just like a blitz, a light, like a lightning. He just saw a blitz of light. So he thought that was sunrise. So that's why he said, I saw the murder take place in the middle of sunrise. Really, they both saw at the same time. Really, it was before sunrise. Just after he said b'toich is because he saw a little rays of sun, and he thought that was the nates. That's what I was thinking. They're not lying. Kamashmula, no. That we say no, they're lying. That even that is not, that's not so shchiach. That doesn't happen. We'd rather say then the fact that we have the pasuk v'tzilu edo, which we try and save the person v'tzilu edo, we try and save him. So therefore, we'd rather say they're lying. That usually people don't make mistakes. And when he said in the middle of the sunrise, he meant to say, Mamash, he saw the sun up, and then one of the two are lying. Because if the sun is here or not here, nobody makes a mistake. So obviously one didn't see the mice altogether. He's just coming and lying. Therefore these Eidos are no good. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav. Halacha Kreb Yehuda. We pass in now Mishnah like Kreb Yehuda, and that's what we firzach, that the fourth hour of the day you'll not eat chametz. The fifth hour, Erev Chametz, Erev Pesach, you'll not eat chametz. But it's muta b'no. The sixth hour of the day, then it's also b'no even. Then you have to burn it. Omale Rav Rav Nachman, the name of Mahalocha Kreb Meir. Why do you pass like Rav Yehuda now Mishnah? Why don't you pass them better like Rav Meir? The Stam Lontana Kavosei. Because I have a Stam Mishnah later that goes according to Rav Meir. The Tanan, the beginning of the second parak we learned, Kol Shor Shem Mutlechel, all the time of Erev Pesach, that you're allowed to eat chametz, Michael Hu, you're allowed to give it to your animals to eat. Mashen came. Any time you're not allowed to eat the chametz, mashma, you're not allowed to give it to the animals to eat. Now, that goes according to Rav Meir Shita. Rav Meir holds the fifth hour, you're allowed to eat the chametz, and it's mutar b'no'ah. The sixth hour, you're not allowed to eat it, and it's asur b'no'ah. So any time you can eat, you give the animals. Any time you can't eat, you can't give the animals. But according to Rav Yehuda, that's not true. According to Rav Yehuda, the fifth hour of the day, you are not allowed to eat it, but your animals are allowed to eat it. The fifth hour, like we all halacha, it's mutabano. You're allowed to still sell your chametz the fifth hour of the day, just you're not allowed to eat it. So that mishnah kol shor doesn't go according to Rabbi Yehuda. So that mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. So since you have a stam mishnah later like Rabbi Meir, the chur, why don't you paskin like a stam mishnah like Rabbi Meir? The teretz is hahi lav stamhu. Like we'll see later on in the Gemara there, that mishnah is not a stam mishnah. Mishum lekashya mutter. The Gemara they ask questions. The Mishnah should have said mutter, and it doesn't say it. And the Mishnah, the Gemara comes out that Mishnah there is not according to Rav Meir, but goes according to different Tana. So the kids said the Mishnah later is not found, does not come out according to Rav Meir, so it's not a kasha. Why he doesn't pass like Rav Meir? But the Gemara don't know the kasha though. Why are you passing now Mishnah like Rav Yehuda? The name of Mar Alocha Kriv Krav Gamliel. Why don't you pass like Rav Gamliel now Mishnah? Rav Gamliel said a third sheet in the Mishnah. Rav Gamliel in the Mishnah said like this. He made a chilek between chulin and truma. He said chulin, regular wheat, regular chametz, necholin kol arba. You're allowed to eat it the fourth hour, but the fifth hour no, like Rav Yehuda. Oh, truma though, about a kohen that has truma, there he said kol chamish. You're even allowed to eat it the fifth hour. So Rav Gamliel mishes up between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Nageya to chulin, he holds like Rav Yehuda. But Nageya to Truma, he holds like Rav Meir. That the fifth hour, you're still allowed to eat the Truma on Erev Pesach. Only the sixth hour was also. That's Rav Gamliel Shita. So for the Gemara, why don't we pass on Rav Gamliel? There's a cloud, the Evelei Machria. Because Rav Gamliel is called a Machria. He's like an in-between person. And usually the cloud is, we pass on like an in-between person. Like if you have one Shita this way, and one Shita this way, and somebody comes and makes a Achra between the two of them, then we pass on like the Machria, the one that's next. Says like a compromise. Usually pass like a compromise. So Rabbi Gamliel here is the compromise. And the Gemara name, Omalei, Rabbi Gamliel lav machriyu. Rabbi Gamliel is not considered he's making a compromise between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. No tam de nafshe koma. Rabbi Gamliel is a third cheetah biyama. He's saying his own cheetah. In other words, Rabbi Meir did not talk at all about Truma. Rabbi Yehuda did not talk all about Truma. They didn't talk about Truma. So there's machlekes is about chulin. So Negev to Chulin, who does Rabbi Gamliel hold like? He holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Negev to Chulin, he holds like Rabbi Meir. That the fifth hour you're allowed, okay, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That the fifth hour you're not allowed to eat Chulin either. So Negev to Chulin, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. It's not called a Machri. He's not saying, he's not being Machri of one of these two. He's like holding his own Shita. For Chulin, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda. for truma, I'm saying my own shita. Like the first two, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, didn't talk about truma. So since they didn't talk about it, that's not called a machriya. A machriya means, I hear your tzad and I hear your tzad and I make a compromise. I'm hold half like you and half like him. That's called a machriya. But here it's not called a machriya. It's not called I hold half like you and half like you. You were not talking about truma. I'm saying a new psak by truma. So therefore we don't pass on Rav Gamliel. Therefore it's good why here we pass on Rav Yehuda. The boy Yisrael Nehra Teretz is Rava the Yom HaKiyai Tana. Rava goes at this Tana, right, that he also passed in the Stam Tana, holds like Rav Yehuda. The Tanya, Arba'osa Shechalius B'Shabbos. If ever Pesach came out on Shabbos, is Mevara Nesakom of Meya Shabbos. Before Shabbos, you're supposed to make your B'dikas Chomets and get rid of all your Chomets. For his Sarfin, Truma's Tameyas. Who are then Truma that's Tomei, you're allowed to burn. Tluyas, the Sarfin, Truma's Tameyas. Now, Tluyas Satorim, if you have a Suffolk Truma, or you have a Truma that's Vade Tor, or Meshai, Sarfin Truma Tameya, you're Tluyas, or Torus, or Meshaira Minatoris. Mozon Shte Sudis. Now, you're allowed to leave over in order to have two Sudis on Shabbos from Chometz. So the Torah Dika Truma, you're allowed to leave over to eat two Sudis. Kedei Lechol Adalat Shoyis. In order to be able to eat Chometz up until the fourth hour of the day. Divrei Rav Elazar ben Yehuda, Ish Pasusa, Shoma Mishum Rav Yeshua. Divrei Rav Elazar, this is Rav Elazar ben Yehuda, Ish Pasusa, Shoma Mishum Rav Yehuda. Yeah, that's what they hold. So, Kitsa, this is what that you're allowed to save over two Sudas to eat Shabbos, up until when the fourth hour. Omrullah, they answered back to him, Tahoy Rois, Lo Yisorfu. True, if you have true material, you can't burn it. Why? Shema Yimtsu Lenoichlim. Because maybe you'll find someone to teach the Truma. And if you have truma that's Torah, you're not allowed to burn it, the mitzvah is eat it. Omolehem, they answered back, Kva bikshav lemotsu. What are you telling me if I have truma Torah? I'm not allowed to burn it, but I looked around before Shabbos, I didn't find any kohanim, and I know that now for this Shabbos I only have myself, I can't eat more than two sudis, so I don't want to have the chametz left over on Pesach, therefore I'm burning it now before Shabbos. What are you telling me, leave it? Maybe some kohanim will come to visit you, but I don't expect any kohanim. Maybe you'll have a guest coming from outside the city. Even if it's totally about a suffix, if the truma is Torah or not, also I shouldn't burn it. Maybe Eliyahu HaNavi will come, and he'll tell us, this is Sotha Truma? No, it's Vadei Torah, so I shouldn't burn it either. He answered back, that's not Kashem. If they are Torah, Eliyahu HaNavi won't come in Erev Shabbos, in Erev Yom Tov. Here, this was Erev Pesach, so for sure Eliyahu HaNavi won't come. Omru, they said, Lezoz Mishom HaChekov HaLochach Reb Lezer Ben Yudim, Ish Pasus Shomim Mishom Yerishua, that they were Keveyed HaLochach like him, My Lav Afilu Lechol, that he said what? The fourth hour of the day you're allowed to eat. But after the fourth hour, you're not allowed to eat anymore. So that's a riot, Reb Yehuda. You see, once it comes to the beginning of the fifth hour, Erev Pesach, it's also Tit Chometz. So the Stam Mishnah that holds, Stam Bryce holds like a Yudah. So that's why we passed before like a Yudah. Amir Apapa Mishmei de Rav Aloi, Levayer V'yaf Rabbi Sobol like Rav Nachman. All right, we'll go over this Tachlis and tomorrow. We'll stop here. You're holding the Yud Gimel. Yeah, so last raya was, we want to say that Rav Paskin is like Rav Yehuda from this braisa. The Tanya. Arba osa shechal liyas b'shabbos. And Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos. Arba osa shechal liyas b'shabbos. Is halacha mevaren es hakorm lefnei haShabbos. You have to get rid of all your chametz before Shabbos. V'sarfin trumais, and you're supposed to burn the truma before Shabbos. Like Pashem, and you can't wait till usually, like Erev Pesach, to burn it in the morning, because it's Shabbos Erev Pesach. So therefore, you have to burn your chametz before Shabbos. Now, says the Chiddush in the Braisa, for a sorfin, truma is tameis. You're allowed to burn before Shabbos any truma you have that's chametz, if it's tamei. So that's very good, because truma tameya, you can't eat it. So the din is you have to burn it anyway. Who are din taluyas? Taluyas means you have a suffix if the truma is tamei or not. That the halacha usually is, hold on to it, don't burn it, you can't eat it. But here, that you're not allowed to eat it anyway, so you're supposed to burn it before Pesach, so you burn it before Shabbos. Now the chiddush is with the Torah. Even if you have truma Torah in your house, that l'chura is a mitzvah to eat it,
But if you know that you're not going to have enough time to eat it before Pesach, so you have to burn it before Pesach, you're allowed to burn it, and you're supposed to burn it before Shabbos. That's what this brisa says. O mishayrin min ha-tayrus, but leave over from the true material, mozon shtei sudas. Enough food, enough chametz to eat for two sudas yet. Why? Because on Shabbos, then Friday night, you're allowed to eat chametz. You have to have a suda Friday night. And then Shabbos in the morning, before the fifth hour of the day, you're allowed to eat chametz. So Shabbos in the morning, you'll have another suda. So enough mozon, enough chametz for two sudas, leave over. Kedei lechol ad dalet shoyis. This is the rilek of Yehuda. How long can you eat the chametz on Erev Pesach, which is Shabbos here? The first 4 hours of the day. Mashma, after the fourth hour of the day, when it becomes the fifth hour, it's already osa to eat the chametz, which is like Reb Yehuda now Mishnah. So you see clearly the stam b'raisa later that holds like Reb Yehuda. Not a stam, but a b'raisa holds like Reb Yehuda. Now divrei, this is the divrei Reb Elezer ben Yehuda, ish basusa, a person came from the city of Asusa. Shoma, he said over this halacha mishum Reb Yeshua. That's what he said over. That before Shabbos, you're supposed to burn even Truma Torah. That's the Chiddush. Even though in the Mal there's a lav, you're not allowed to burn Truma Torah. Truma Torah, there's a mitzvah to watch it, not to make it tomei, not to destroy it. There's a mitzvah, but Davka eat it. But here you have no choice. I mean, you're not allowed to leave it in your house when it comes Pesach. Elamai, eat it up on Shabbos. You're leaving over enough chametz that you will eat. But if I leave over more than that, I know I can't eat it. Therefore, you're allowed to burn it before Shabbos. Omruloi, Sachamim told the asked back to Reb Lezer, Reb Yehuda, they say no. If you have Truma Torah in your house, you should know you're not allowed to burn it before Shabbos. Why? Shema yimtzulem oichlim. Because maybe on Shabbos you get new guests. Maybe your kohen will come to visit you on Shabbos, and you'll be able to give him Truma Teet. So why? What's he had to burn it before Shabbos? Because you won't finish it. No, maybe you'll have a kohen come to you, and you give it to him then. The answer back, no. Kva bikshu v'lei motzu. Like, we know exactly the kahanim that are around, and they all have enough truma to eat. They don't need our truma. So as far as we know, nobody's coming to us more. So we're only leaving over enough food that we could eat. And more than that, we have to burn. And Rashi says, kva bikshu v'lei motzu. Klemer, ko ma shiyesh talavakish kva bikish. Any person or any kohen that I could give the truma to, I already asked them before Shabbos. To have a Shabbos lo yavo orchim, because on Shabbos is not shchiach an oruch should come and visit him. Ukva yodeya bokiyu bi oison shabir miyavi etzloi. Elamai, the kahanim that live in this city, he knows all the kahanim that live in this city. And all the kahanim said they already have what to eat. So the maitse, this truma, he can't leave it around because he knows nobody's going to eat it. And when it comes on Shabbos in the morning already, after the fifth hour, he has to get rid of it. So therefore, you're allowed to burn it before Shabbos. That's the way they answered back. Omruloi, the Chama said back, no. Shema chutz l'choy melonu. You can never tell. Maybe there's a kohen that lives in the city. He lives in the tchum of the city, just on the other side of the chayim, on the other side of the wall, that you don't know of. But maybe you'll come on Shabbos. Therefore, they said, don't burn it before Shabbos. Shrashi lonu means l'shem molon. Shema b'techa tchum lonin. Maybe there's a kohen, maybe came from another city, that he already slept inside the tchum of your city, and he'll come to you tomorrow. So therefore, hold on to this truma. Omar lehem, so they answered back to you, ledivreichem, according to your svara, that you're not allowed to burn any truma, like mamish, until right before Pesach, or bezoi, af tumuyos lo yisorfum. Even if we have a suffix truma, we have a suffix if it's tor, suffix if it's tomei. Now the lacha usually with such truma is, you're not allowed to eat it because maybe it's tomei, but you're not allowed to burn it either. Because it's alive, you're not allowed to burn a truma. So the Reish says you have to just leave it alone. But he was saying, before Shabbos, he's moedi, you're allowed to burn it. Here's a question, why? Shema yovi eliyovi v'yitarum. How could you burn it? Now, before Shabbos, wait until Shabbos. Maybe on Shabbos, eliyovi novi will come, before Chatzos Hayom, before the sixth hour of the day, before it's Asa Banor, and he'll tell you that this chametz, this truma, is Torah, and you're allowed to eat it. So why do you say, pshit, you're allowed to burn it before Shabbos? Even the tliyos, a suffix truma, you should not be allowed to burn. Because maybe Eliyahu Navi will come, and he'll answer us all the sveikis. Any suffix in Mitzias that we have, he'll answer for us. So he'll tell you if it's Torah or not. So how are you allowed to burn it before Shabbos? the teretz was. They answered back, no, that's not shver. Or the chum answered back, omru loy, kva muftach lel Yisrael. There's avtocha, there's a guarantee to Klal Yisrael, shein Eliyo bo, Eliyo anovi will not come, loy v'yarvi shabosois, v'loy v'yarvi yomim toivim. He won't come on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. Why? B'fnei HaTorech. Since though Klal Yisrael is busy preparing for Shabbos, he won't come then. Because if he comes then, people will stop preparing for Shabbos, and they go to meet him, there'll be a zilzal like in Shabbos. So therefore, he doesn't come on Erev Shabbos or on Erev Yom Tov. There also, we're talking about now with Shabbos, which is Erev Yom Tov. So for sure, he won't come on the Shabbos Eliyo. Therefore, any Suffolk Truma, since you're not allowed to eat it anyway, you might as well burn it before Pesach. That's why you're allowed to burn it before Shabbos. Mashenkin, he said, Truma Tahira, that you're allowed to eat, so what's the heter to burn it now on Friday, which is like 2 days before Pesach? Wait till tomorrow on Shabbos. Maybe tomorrow a Kohen will come that will be allowed to eat it. So Rashi says, what are you going to do then if a Kohen doesn't come on Shabbos? Shabbos morning, you can't burn it. There's a lot to burn chametz on Shabbos. So Teretz says, you'll be mavata b'liboy, and a chanamin. For your derice says, if I make bittul before Zaman Yisroel, even on Shabbos, you could be mavata your chametz. So Melo, not to be over Nisi derice, I should not be allowed to burn this truma before Shabbos, but rather wait until Shabbos morning, until the sixth hour, and then you'll be the beginning of the sixth hour, and then right before that, you'll be mavata b'liboy, and you won't be over Nisi derice. So that's the kasha, how are you allowed to burn it beforehand? Omru loy, they said back to them, Omru loy, Omru, they said over then, loy zos misham, they didn't move from this place, at shekov alocha kreb lezer ben yudim, ish pasusim, and sheomar mishurm yab yeshua, and to the kaveya, the alocha like them, even though the rabbanon had a kasher on them, how could you burn truma Torah? But they answered back, no, the alocha is you are allowed to burn it. The alocha is like these man the yomrim, kreb lezer ben yudim. So my love, afidu lechol, we have a raya, we pass that these mandiyomim, even in the other punkt that they said, that the two sudis you do leave over, the sudi you need Friday night, and the sudi you need Shabbos morning, that much chomish leave over, you have to make sure to finish it by the end of the fourth hour. He said the first 4 hours of the day, that's when you could eat the chomish. But more than that, no. So that's like who? That's like Rav Yudin, our Mishnah. So here you have a raya to we passed before, like Rav Nachman, that Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav, halacha Rav Yehuda. So this is another raya we should pass like Rav Yehuda. So the Mara, no. Omar Rav Papa, Mishmei Derova, Loi, Levair. I tell you, that we would kaveya halacha like them, like Rav Lezer Ben Yehuda, only meant to say Levair. This Chiddush, that he says you're allowed to burn Truma Tehura before Shabbos, that's why we passed like him. That's a Chiddush. Even though the rabbanim say no, don't burn your truma Torah. Rather wait until Shabbos morning, because maybe your kohen will come. On that we pass know like them that you are allowed to burn it before Shabbos. But maybe how long of the day are you allowed to eat the chametz? Maybe we don't pass like this punkt. Maybe we pass like Ramei in our Mishnah that you're allowed to eat chametz. Maybe up until the beginning of sixth hour, you're in the whole fifth hour. Maybe you're still allowed to eat it. So mainly you have Lariah clearly from here that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rashi says, "Lavar, hodi kavu kamoisoi loyari bachila." We're not talking about how long you can eat the chametz. Ela bebir shoya chaveru chalukin olav shelo yivaru. The chaveru mamachulikin said you can't even burn it. Toiris ad lamacha till tomorrow, and he said, "No, you can burn it today." So for that much we pass like him. But from there wouldn't be a clear raya that the lach is like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Right. V'yas d'mar v'yaf Rebbe Savolo Lohod Rav Nachman. Rebbe also holds like Rav Nachman that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda now Mishnah. That what? At the fifth hour on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat chametz anymore, even though it's mutar b'hanor. And the sixth hour, it's also b'hanor. What's the right? Rebbe holds like this also. The Yom HaRovin Bar Avada. Maise b'yodem echot shehifke diskiya malei chametz eitzel yoichinen chakukoyin. There was a maisa that a person gave a pikodim. That means I'm asking you, please watch for me my bag. This kiyo, Rashi says, it's shnei milois, mekovoi shnei sakim, two sacks, amtochei shel or, two sacks made out of skin, that malaya chometz. Inside these sacks were full of chometz. Reuven gave it to Eitzel Yechonech Kukoi. He told them, please hold my sack of chometz for me. Eitzel Yechonech Kukoi. The nikvo akvorim, and the akvorim, Rashi says, v'hoyo nechser, that the akvorim came and started to eat a little bit of chametz. Now, v'yar v'osav v'nissen hoya, we're talking about right now, it became Erev Pesach. V'chametz v'zoil, and chametz is very cheap right now. The shayla was, do I have a right now to sell his chametz while chametz is still mutter b'hanor? Because I'll save the person money. Like if the person doesn't come soon, I'm going to have to burn the chametz, get rid of the chametz. So rather than ruining the chametz for him, let me sell it to somebody. I'll sell it to a guy and I'll get money for him. Even though the person didn't give me a right to sell it. But that's the halacha. I have it because then I'm watching somebody else's bag full of chametz. What's better for me to do? Should I hold on to it and hope maybe you'll come? And if he doesn't come, I'll burn it the last second. Or do I have a right better to sell it now? Let me sell it and get money for him. That was the ma'aseh. So he said, the first hour of Pesach, Omalai told him, himtim. Wait, maybe the owner will come to you. Yes, he'll eat the chametz. Let him take care of it. Shania, it came the second hour of the day on Erev Pesach. Omalai, he answered him back again, himtim. Wait, don't do anything. Don't sell it yet. Shlishis, it came the third hour of the day, Erev Pesach. Omalai, himtim. Still wait. Don't do anything yet. Revius, it came the fourth hour of the day. Omalai, himtim. Again, he said, wait. Maybe the owner will come. Don't do anything to his chametz. Chamishis, it came the fifth hour of the day. Omalai, he told him, say, umaychre b'shuk. You should know right now, go out and sell a b'shuk and get money to it. So it's better to get money for the Bailim. He won't lose everything than rather waiting and then he'll have to burn his chametz. So that's what he answered. So he said, when can you sell it? The fifth hour, he said. This fifth hour, it's mutter banor. So the more my lav lanochrim, Luchuri told him, who can you sell it to? It's the fifth hour now, Erev Pesach. So the fifth hour on Erev Pesach, it's a machlekes now Mishnah, Reb Meir says, even a Yisrael is allowed to eat it. It's only Yosef Bachila the sixth hour. Reb Yehuda holds, no, the fifth hour is also for Yisrael to eat it. It's only mutter to sell to a goy. So my lav here at Smashmi told him to sell to a goy. So if you have to sell to a goy, it's a raya, that to a Yisrael, it's also to eat. Even though you are allowed to sell it to a goy, is a churuk Reb Yehuda. That's a raya like Reb Yehuda. That the fifth hour Erev Pesach, the way we hold, it's mutter b'hanor. You're allowed to sell your chametz to a goy still, even though you're not allowed to eat it. So this should also be a raya that Rabbi Paskin here, like Reb Yehuda. My name, Amar Rabbi Yosef Loyli Yisrael. I tell you now, maybe even told them the fifth hour, you could go to the shuk now and sell it to the marketplace, even to a Yisrael. Why? Rabbi Meir. Maybe he holds like Reb Meir. That what, at the fifth hour, it's mutter b'achil, even to Yisrael. Omalei Abayas, Abayas said, that can't be. Eli Yisrael, if he meant to say, the fifth hour of the day, Erev Pesach, sell to Yisrael, is a chula nishkler l'nafshayim. Why do I have to sell to somebody else? Like, why can't me myself take it? Here was the mice was, I was holding somebody else's pikadin. I'm holding somebody else's bag of chametz. So comes the fifth hour now, he's saying, now, Lachra, you're supposed to sell it. So why do I have to sell it to somebody else? Why can't me myself? He himself, Rabbi Yochanan Kukoyin, should have taken it and eat it up himself, save himself the bother of going to the shuk and sell it, and he will pay the buyer the money. So Bishlem, if you say it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the fifth hour, it's also to Yisrael to eat it. So therefore, who can you sell it to? Only to a guy. It's good why he had to go out and sell it. But if you tell him now, according to Rabbi Meir, that the fifth hour, you're allowed to eat it, even Yisrael, why didn't he himself eat it? And the Gemara, that's not shver. Mishum chashoda. There's a shayla, there's a locha, mishum chashad, we shouldn't accuse you, people shouldn't think you're being over this gezel. Therefore, you yourself, you're not allowed to buy it. Because we'll be choshed, your people accuse you, think you're taking it too cheap of a price. You're not paying the right price for it. Therefore, since you were holding this pekodin until now, you're not allowed to take it for yourself and pay the bailam money, it looks like you're stealing from the bailam. The Tanya, we learned like this. Kaboy tzedakah. Somebody that goes around collecting money to give out to the niyim. He collects tzedakah. Shein lemaniyim, lachalik. Then when he goes to give out the money, there's no more niyim in the city. No, they can't find a niyim around. So lachar is, he collected pruta shel nechoshes, of copper coins. Now copper coins don't stay too long. They get room. So he wants to change them over into silver coins. The lachar is per tom leacherim. When he changes them over from copper coins into a silver coin, he has to go to somebody else, ask somebody else, here, I'm giving you $10 worth of copper, give me $10 back worth of silver. He has to go to somebody else to do it. Even though he himself has $10 worth of silver coins, he can't change it over himself. Why not? There's a chshad. Because if you change over the money yourself, people think you're stealing from Sukkim. You're not doing it right. You're not doing it fair. Hu adin gaboy tamchui. Gaboy, that means the gaboy, the one that goes around collecting to collect the food. the Tam Chirasha, that was a dish of food. They used to give out the food to the Aniyim. Shein Lem Aniyim, they collected the food, and he didn't find any Aniyim Lachala to give it out to. It is Alacha Marchin Acherim. So the food, you can't stam hold on to the food, it'll get ruined, it'll get rotten, you'll lose the money. So the answer is go and sell the food to somebody. The Alacha is you have to sell it to somebody else. V'ein Marchin Liatzman. You can't sell it to yourself. In other words, sell this food and get the money, and the money you keep for next week when you see the Aniyim, you go and buy new food and you give the Aniyim this food. But you yourself, you can't do it. Why not? Mishrim Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'yisem Nikiyim Hashem Umi Yisrael. You have to be Naki, you have to be clean from Hashem and from Yisrael. So that means that no Yid should have a chash to think you're doing something wrong. So even though here HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows you're not doing anything wrong, that's not enough though. You have to do things, you're not allowed to do something that somebody may think that you stole from it. Then also you shouldn't do it. Rashi Hashem Yechashduim Shalachim Bezoil. People will think that maybe you did it too cheap. That's the loch. You have to be nokki, you have to make yourself clean, even in the eyes of other people. Even though really you're not doing anything wrong, just they think you're doing something wrong, still there's an inyan to be nokki, be clean from anybody's thought. So therefore these cases, so the get to us also, where somebody gave you a pikad and gave you this bag of chametz, hold on to it. So now we're saying it comes the fifth hour. Maybe really you're allowed to sell it to a Yisrael. So why to Yisrael? Why can't you take it for yourself? The Torah says, since you're holding it, we're afraid if you'll take it and value it, you'll value it too cheap, and you won't pay the owner enough money, so we're afraid they'll be like Gezel. Therefore, you're not allowed to do it, you have to sell it to somebody else. But this would not be a riot, though, that he paskels like Reb Yehuda. It's possible maybe he paskels like Reb Meir. Omalei Ravado Barmasno, Le Rab Yosef. No, the Feirish or Martalon. The Feirish, you, Rab Yosef, told us that Psham this Meister was, he answered him, Tseyo Moichrom Le Nochrim Kreb Yehuda. He answered back clearly, wait until the fifth hour. That's the last time, the last hour that Chometz is to Mutav Ano, and then go out and sell it. To who? Dafka to a guy. Why? Because he holds like Rab Yehuda, that the fifth hour, Erev Pesach, Chometz is also Bachilo. So you can't sell it to Yisrael, it's also Bachilam. Therefore, the Yisrael, you don't have to sell it to a guy. So it's another raya, we pass on Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Keman Oz Lo Hoshmai, to taught the Rebbe. Who does this halacha like Rebbe go like? Krev Shimon Megamliel. Look, well, that Rebbe told this person that's holding the Pekodin, that you should sell it, there's don't wait till the time to burn the Chometz. But rather, if you're holding somebody else's pikadin, somebody else's bag of chametz, go and sell it for him, that you'll save him some money. It's better to do that than to have to burn it. Who do you go like? You go like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The Tanan, we learned the Gemara about Mitzvah. Havafkid peiros etzach averoi. If somebody gives his friend peiros, fruits, to watch, I give you pikadin. Here, watch my fruits. Afilu hein avudin, even if the Bailam doesn't come back, and it's very hot, a long time, and the fruits of mamash getting ruined, they're getting avud, and they're getting ruined, they're getting spoiled, it's still the lachr is lo'yigo behen. You have no right to touch them, you're not allowed to eat them now and say, I'll pay you the money, or you can't sell them, no. The Bailam gave it to you to hold, you have to hold on to it. His money is getting ruined, so what? It's his, he's losing himself. We have a Shimon Megan Lilayman, no? Moichr in the Bezdin. You have a right to go and sell it now in Bezdin. Mevnei Hashem HaSaveda. Because my cat, you're returning something to the Bailam. Like this, his fruits are going to get spoiled, not worth a penny. If you take and sell it to somebody, get $10 for it, so you'll be able to give $10 back to the Bailam, it's Zechem Estavra, that's what the Bailam also wants. That's what Hashem Gamliel holds. Here also, that the Rebbe told this Yisrael, you're holding somebody's chametz, the last minute, don't keep on holding to it, you'll just have to burn it the next hour. You're better off taking selling it now. So that only goes according to Hashem Gamliel, and not according to the Tanakhama. Omalei Abai says no. V'lav itmer lo, didn't we learn on this machlokes Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakhama that Omer Rabba Bar Machonah, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, lo shanu, where is the machlokes if you're allowed to sell somebody's pikadin or not? When it's getting ruined, it's a machlokes elo v'chdei chesreinim. There's a certain amount that normally the